You're listening to SBS News.
Plenty of speculation about what might have caused this damage, but what do you think might have caused this dam to collapse?
Well, I think there's three probable causes. Firstly, that this was a deliberate explosion from the Russians. Secondly, it was an accidental one. Or third, that the dam collapsed by itself. It already had major structural damage, so that's a possibility. At the end of the day, what we do know is it wouldn't have happened if the Russians hadn't invaded Ukraine in the first place.
One thing you haven't suggested, though, is the possibility of a Ukrainian attack being behind all of this. Why aren't you flagging that as a possible scenario?
Well, since the beginning of this war, the Ukrainian government and the military have gone to great lengths to protect their people. They've seen their people brutalised by the Russians, and it's unthinkable that the Ukrainian government would countenance such a strike that would lead to such devastation and suffering by Ukrainian people.
We know that this particular dam has burst in what is now considered to be Russian-held territory in Ukraine. Who do you think's most disadvantaged by this at the moment?
Well, both sides lose out. I mean, the Russians lost troops in the forward lines when they were flooded. The Ukrainians, clearly, this is a humanitarian tragedy for them. But the Russians will probably gain a little bit because this will distract the Ukrainian government and it will force them to undertake a major humanitarian operation in the region.
A loss for both sides, as you say, but what do you think it means for the conflict more broadly? How will the Russian and Ukrainian military strategies change from here?
Well, it's not going to stop the Ukrainian offensive overall, but it will slow down activities in that part of Ukraine. But, you know, the water level will go down, the ground will dry out, and eventually the Ukrainians will be able to use that as part of their offensive at some point in the future.
And, of course, the eyes of the world are on this conflict. So what do you think the political fallout might be internationally?
Well, it will depend on where they are able to attribute blame for this. But if the Russians are to blame, it's really going to be another mark against them among many, many marks from this war. And it would probably be something that will go to The Hague in the International Criminal Court at some point in the future as well.
We know that Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has asked for Australian assistance quite a bit during this conflict and troubling time for his nation. Do you think he'll be requesting specific services and resources for this current emergency?
Well, one would hope he doesn't have to ask and that the Australian government would be very quick in offering humanitarian assistance. And I think that's the kind of thing Australia could do quickly.
Major General Ryan, thank you so much for your time and analysis.
Thank you. It's great to be with you.